presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Chris from Roy is. Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Steve. Chris and Roy is ready. Means you got to get out.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What is the 8th month of the year?
October?
No.
No. August?
Yes. Billy Joe Armstrong is the primary songwriter for what band?
Green Day.
Correct. How many teams have won 3 consecutive NBA championships?
2?
No.
3?
Yes.
4?
Which actor had a cameo appearance in Zombieland?
Bill Murray.
Correct. What element makes up about 90% of the known universe?
Element. Hydrogen.
Yes. Which Canadian province is shaped like a rectangle?
Ontario?
No.
Ottawa?
No.
Saskatchewan?
Yes. In what decade were Thomas Jefferson nickels first circulated?
30s.
Yes.
20s.
Ballet shoes are called...
10s.
Ballet shoes are also called what?
Uncomfortable?
I mean, probably, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Nicely done there, Chris.
Not bad.
Chris has jokes.
Yeah, he does.
Uh-oh.
Might give him a bonus point for that.
Oh, are you?
Welcome back, Steve Migs. Are you ready?
Showtime.
What is the 8th month of the year?
August.
Yes, Billy Joe Armstrong is the primary songwriter for what band?
That would be Blink 182.
No.
Green Day.
Yes, how many teams have won 3 consecutive NBA championships?
How many teams? 3.
Yes, which actor had a cameo appearance in Zombieland?
Bill Murray.
You know
That's
it.
That's a great movie.
What element makes up about 90% of the known universe?
What element? Water.
No.
Oxygen.
No.
I don't know. Gas.
No. Which Canadian province is shaped like a rectangle?
Alberta.
No.
Quebec.
No.
Vancouver.
No.
British Columbia.
What decade were Thomas Jefferson nickels first circulated?
What decade? The 30s.
Yes. Ballet shoes are also called what?
Slippers.
No.
Oh. Feetsies.
No.
Crocs.
No. How many states border Pennsylvania?
5.
No.
4.
No.
3.
No. Eh. Lawndale High was a fictional school from which MTV cartoon?
Beavis and Butthead.
No.
Daria.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And Steve, that is a loss.
Oh,
7-6. Yeah. Congratulations, Chris.
Hey, I know you guys saved that clip yesterday, that guy that complaining about the Seahawks, the what the F was that? We suck. That's for you, Steve.
All right. Whoa. You know what? Here you go.
What the f*** is going on?
Well, Steve Migs, 90% of the known universe is made up of hydrogen. Our friend also guessed correctly that the Canadian province that's shaped like a rectangle is Saskatchewan.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
There, yeah. It is.
Ballet shoes are also called point shoes. And there are 6 states that border Pennsylvania.
6.
Yes.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
But fear not, Steve. There's another opportunity for you to try to win your own game coming up at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
You guys have probably noticed the gas is getting rather expensive. Well, all week long, we have your shot at a $500 gas card to use at River Rock Tobacco and Fuel, thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. So we have another code word coming up at 7:20 this morning. You're going to want to text that code word to 20357. Make a note of that, 20357. And we're going to give you that code word coming up at 7:20. Get all the details at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It would would be so awesome to get a voice message from you. And you can make it happen through the Odyssey app. There's a handy little microphone icon to help you out. So, Steve Miggs, yes. Please tell everyone who is in the VMs today.
Well, T-Dog, let's check out our first voice message.
Hey, yo, Daily Miggs Show. Seattle Parking Police.
Okay, we're coming in hot.
Whoa.
Yesterday, somebody was mad about the Seahawks. Today, it's Parking Police.
They towed my car this morning. Damn it. I hate this place. And the Mariners suck, too. And the Sounders suck.
Are you talking about the Seahawks? Okay, no.
Anyways, have a good day. Bye.
What the was that? We suck.
I was about to say, is it the same guy, but that's a different voice.
No, it is a different voice.
Okay, so it's a different person who likes to use the F-bomb very freely.
Dude, having your car towed is the worst feeling in the world. When you get out there and you're like, I swear it was parked right here.
Yes. Do you remember a time that your car was towed?
Yeah. Yes, I got it towed once because I had parked in, it was like right in front of someone's driveway, but I didn't realize it was a driveway. This was many, many years ago. But I was in their driveway, so they called it in and my car got towed.
Oh,
yeah.
How much did it cost you to get it out?
It was like $300. It's actually happened twice to me, though. The other time that my car ended up in an impound, it was because it had been stolen, and wherever they recovered it, it got towed from there.
Fair.
So yeah. It wasn't even really my fault that it got towed. But again, another $300 to get it out of impound. So stupid. What about you?
One time, and I was in Canada, which sucked.
Oh,
I remember
no.
My buddy and I, we went there, and we parked, and we thought we were fine. We didn't bother to notice like the small print that said after 3 o'clock, these cars need to go. So we get back to our car. It's like 3:30, and we're like, where are all the cars? Especially, where's ours? And so it took a minute to figure out what the hell was going on and trying to navigate how to get there.
Because
we're not very familiar at the time. I was relatively new to the Pacific Northwest.
And you don't even speak Canadian.
I don't. I mean, I was just saying a lot, and they were getting very annoyed with that.
Oh, no.
And then the other time, I remember my brother and I, we came back to our car, and they had the big boot on it.
Oh, I've never had the boot. That's quite an experience, I would imagine.
Yeah, because the boot's just like... It's even, in a weird way, worse, because there is your car.
Now you're being shamed in front of everyone.
It's just like a giant middle finger.
Oh.
Yeah. How about you, Danny? Have you ever had your car towed?
Wow, you guys are delinquents.
No, I sure have not.
Of course, good boy Danny has never had his car towed.
He's the pure Parker.
I've gotten one ticket in Seattle, and it was not even because I was parked wrong. It was because I had still New Mexico license plates. And in New Mexico, you don't have to have a front license plate.
Okay.
But here in Washington, you do. So they
gave me... Do we still need that?
I don't know. They gave me like an $85 ticket because I didn't have a front license plate. And I was like, I'm clearly from out of state, people.
Yeah, cut me some slack.
I'm new here.
They did not. I paid the $85.
Yeah, I remember one time getting a ticket. I didn't get towed, but it was like in our old building before I had a parking spot, you know, a pass. I would park outside and I would, you know, you can park there for 2 hours, but then you had to move your car. Mm. Or you go down there with maybe a wet napkin and you wipe the line off, which is what I would do every day. And eventually the parking enforcement person was on to me and gave me a ticket, not only for the going longer than 2 hours, but also a ticket for wiping the line off.
Oh, no. You just like clean tires. What's the deal?
Right.
That's not a big deal.
Right. Just that one tire, especially. All right. Let's check out our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Okay, guys, listen, this is getting sad. I donated a measly $25 over the weekend to this Kids for Kicks thing, and every...
Well, it's Kicks for Kids.
Kicks for Kids, pretty close.
You don't want the Kids for Kicks one. That's a whole different... No, I'm kidding.
Very violent.
Every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at exactly right before 7, you've announced my name as donating $25. And that means that nobody else is donating. What is going on? Let's step it up, guys.
Well, I appreciate that you want people to donate some more.
Yeah, and, you heard the man.
Sometimes our program, like we just grab the names that we see, but there's a very good chance we've given, I don't know who we would be. I'm looking at some of them. Robert Duncan, no, he was $69. Megan Dahl donated $25.
Thanks, Megan.
I don't know if that was him because he said $25. Yeah, I can't find your name now. I want to announce it again. But anyways, yeah, we're over $5,600. Kicks for Kids. Go to KSW.com. Help us put brand new kicks on Kids in Need.
Kids for Kicks. Kicks for Kids.
Kicks for Kids. Kicks for Kids. Kicks for Kids. All right, let's check out our next voice message.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Scotty from Kent. Hey, anytime I...
Okay, it's not Friday, but...
Tuesday.
It's taking a second to get to this voice message.
Hey, anytime I have a really sick day, I'm not feeling well... My go-to movie is going to be Star Wars. It just makes me feel better every time. Sometimes I'll watch Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then if I'm having a bad, like, angry day, just a bad day in general, I come home and I play a little bit of Call of Duty.
Nice.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Do you have a go-to movie when you just want an easy pick-me-up?
You know, it's usually Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
Those are
like
good
if
ones.
I just need to be put in a good mood and have some chuckles, and especially if I'm not feeling well, that's always nice. What about you?
It's been a minute since I've been able to sit and watch a movie, but I think when I think about those times where I would be able to just kind of zone out, Half-Baked.
Oh gosh, that's a good choice.
I could never go. Jim Brewer always cracks me up. Bob Saget's in it too. He was hilarious.
God, I need to watch. It's been a minute since I've seen that movie.
I feel like Dayton, our phone screener, whenever we talk about movies, he writes them down and he actually does watch them. Like, he just told me he just watched Harold and Kumar go to White Castle and also Office Space.
Oh, he's finally getting there.
Unlike the three of us, he actually listens to our recommendations and watches them. Danny, how about you?
Get Him to the Greek. I know you can't watch that movie anymore, politically, but man, that... Every single day, I could watch that movie every day, and it still just makes me laugh so hard.
Smoking the Jeffries,
Absinthe, all the things. I love that movie so much.
That is a fantastic film from beginning to end.
It really is.
There's nothing wrong with that movie. It's so good.
It's perfect. The Daily Mix Show. Hey, Rockaholics, we have turned 55 this year, but we're having a party about it. And it's happening a week from this Sunday, August 30th, at Tulalip Amphitheater. The Black Crowes are playing our birthday party, so you can be part of it by getting a ticket and joining us at KISW.com. And also, there's even a pre-funk happening inside the Canoes Cabaret. You don't need a ticket to get into the pre-party. Just come show up and hang with us from 4 until 6, and all the info is up at KISW.com. You guys have probably noticed that gas prices are out of control once again. So all week long, we had your chance to score a $500 gas card to use at River Rock Tobacco and Fuel. Big thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. So right now, you can text the word truck to 20357. 20357. Text the word truck right now for your shot at a $500 gas card. Thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. Get full details on the contest over at KISW.com. There is a fired Detroit TV news anchor that was caught on video absolutely going off on her boss during a heated newsroom confrontation.
So
her name is Taryn, by the way.
No, it's not.
Taryn Asher.
Oh.
Yeah. Taryn Asher is the name of this former anchor, and she was recording the PSA when this tense newsroom exchange unfolded, and it sounded like this.
All right, before I play the clip, I don't know if you guys have seen it. Awesome. She cursed out her boss. What curse word do you think she used?
I hope it's the C word.
Ooh. What are you thinking, Danny?
Yeah. I'm going to go with just bitch.
All right. Well, let's find out who's right. Is it the C word or is it the B word?
I'm going to have to do that again. What's up, Chip? Trace? I'm in Amy's script, the Amy's Angels one. There was the second thing didn't make sense, so I was just trying to fix that part. And
not even marked off. We're still working.
I know, but I didn't have time because we have to do this, so I was still reading it. Finish what?
What I was trying to say.
Okay, because Sean just came in here and said something.
Yeah, so the boss is like, can I finish, please? Can I finish what I'm trying to say? And you could just tell it's just getting tenser and tenser. Ooh. Let's find out again. Will she say the C word or the B word?
Came in here and said something about marking off. Go ahead. I don't think you are. You're walking out really angry. Bitch.
Ooh.
Way to go, Danny.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
She could have replaced it with the C word. That would have been fine.
Yeah. But that's not the only bad word that she used.
Bitch. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Jeez, oh, Pete. That's a very bad word. No.
Can I feel, please finish what I'm going to say? What the f***?
I like how she went from Jeez, oh, Pete, which sounds like a very, squeaky, clean
like
thing
a very Mike Hawk way of swearing.
Right, and then just dropping the F word.
Grow up. I'm so done with her antics. Telling on me every 5 seconds, I'm done.
And that's the poor guy that's fixing her microphone. He's like, I know, I get it.
Yeah, that takes a couple deep breaths there, sweetie.
Two of you should just take it outside.
Oh, no.
Bitch. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Jeez, oh, Pete. Wow.
No, we've all had jobs, obviously. We work one right now. Have you ever had to tell off a boss?
I've never told off a boss.
Never.
Have you?
In a way, I mean, it depends on how, I worked with somebody who was my superior, and it was the first day on the job. This is, one of my first ever radio gigs, and this guy was on something. I mean, well, he had a massive coke problem, but I found that out later, but it was he was just cranky, and he pushed an intern, and he was like, get me, blah, 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 and this is, mind you, my first day, and I'm watching this, and then the show ends, and he's just like, so what'd you think? And I'm like, I'm telling you right now, you will never put a hand on me. I don't know what got over me, but I was just so enraged about that. And thankfully, that never did happen. And it kind of maybe like helped establish, hey, this is not how you're going to treat me.
You don't mess with Migs.
But man, oh man, that's the. Other than that, no. Everything's been handled on a very pretty much a professional level. I've never had to say someone,
bitch. Jeez, oh, Pete.
I mean, I say that to Ryan Castle every morning, but he likes it.
So after you had that chat with him, did, like, was he better there forward or?
He never got physical. I mean, he definitely was like he was definitely like he would fly off the handle and we'd have arguments, but never. I think it did kind of help at least say, hey, I'm not going to be okay with that.
And no one should be okay with that.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No, the guy sucked as a human being.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Jeez, oh, Pete. What about you, Danny?
Never once.
Never once calling anybody.
Bitch.
No. I mean, honestly, like at that point, every time that I've quit a job or anything, I've just been very like, here's my 2 weeks. Have a great life. And they can get mad at me, but I've never actually, I can't get that escalated.
Here's my key card.
Yeah. Danny's such a sweet boy.
They've probably called me a bitch before.
Bitch.
There it is right there.
They just said little first. Yeah. Little bitch.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, so we've never done it, but somebody has.
Somebody has had to have gone off on a boss before. We want to hear the story of what happened. 206-803-ROCK is the number. Call in now if you have ever had an outburst with your boss. 206-803-ROCK. If you've ever gone off on your boss, call now and tell us the story. We'll take your calls after Foo Fighters. In case you missed it, we have been chatting about a fired Detroit TV news anchor that was caught on video absolutely going off on her boss during a very heated newsroom confrontation.
And it was pretty freaking epic. Let's find it right there.
So we have to do this? Why? I was still reading it. Finish what? Go ahead. I don't think you are. You're walking out really angry. Bitch. Jeez, oh, Pete. Can I please finish what I'm going to say? What the f***? Grow up.
Shocking. She got fired for that.
No. Well, we want to hear from you now, Rockaholics. If you have ever gone off on your boss, we want to know what happened. 206-803-ROCK.
Bitch.
John in Skokomish, have you ever gone off on your boss? And if so, what happened?
Well, yes, I have.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Yes, I was my first year in concrete work in 1992. I had a boss that had an ulcer for a soul. Nobody could work with this man, but he was really, really, really smart. And that's why I stayed. So I put up with him for a little over a year. Then one day I snapped a string line that was 1/16th of an inch off. It must have hit my fingernail or something.
Okay.
But he went off and it was it. I wanted every limb from his body in my bag. I wanted to tear him limb from limb. So I dropped this form in the Willamette University creek, and I proceeded to chase him. Alarms were going off in the creek because we used diesel to oil the forms. So this guy was running for his life with alarms going off throughout the whole university.
So then what happened? Did you stay at that job or did they fire you? Did you quit?
No, I quit. I told him to, you know, whatever off, and then I left. 2 weeks later, I came back and I says, dude, I need a reference letter. And he goes, you realize you just threatened my life and or whatever my, you threatened to beat me up or whatever, and but you was a really good worker. You was the only one that could last over 6 months.
Wait, so he gave you a reference?
He gave me my reference, and I continued to be an iron worker, concrete finisher for 20 years after that.
That's amazing. He probably didn't want you chasing him anymore.
No, he's like, just get out of here, man.
What do you want me to write? I'll write whatever you need. Just stop chasing me, man. You're scaring me.
206-803-ROCK.
Imagine having the cojones to be like, I need to get a job reference from this guy. I'm going to go see
him.
Even though I threatened him.
No chance I would go back.
That's amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Ann in Everett, if you ever went off on a boss, what happened?
Well, my boss one day, I was a supervisor in another department, and my boss
He decided to give some people their paychecks a day early, and other people didn't get them. And so, as a supervisor, my staff was all pissed off. So I went into him the next day when I found out, and I told him off in all sorts of colorful language.
Mm-hmm.
But unbeknownst to me, in my pocket was my cell phone, and it was recording the whole thing to my very Christian mother-in-law.
Oh, she heard you say words she didn't know you knew?
Well, yeah, exactly. And she wasn't very happy about it.
Did she contact you, or did she talk to her son?
I think she, as I remember, it was a long time ago, she talked to both of us.
Okay.
And we had a young daughter, and she's like, how can you be that person to talk like that? You have a daughter, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you didn't say it to your daughter. You said it to your boss. It's different.
Well, yeah, true. But then I stayed at that job for years and years. And then later on, one time, I had a coworker that made a racial comment towards another coworker, and I couldn't stand for it. So I went to his supervisor, and his supervisor's like, don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. So I went to the big boss, same guy,
mm-hmm.
and he just played it off like it was no big deal, good old boy thing, okay. blah, blah, blah. Oh, I went off on him.
The story's going on very long. Can you get to it? No offense. I don't know what happened, but it's like, so much time in the day.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you're smart enough to take down Steve Miggs? Maybe you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 to get a couple correct answers to this upcoming game. Steve, you have 220 wins, 134 losses, and 63 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.